We present The Toff on the Farm, a radio serial in six parts, dramatised by Roy Lomax from the novel by John Creasy. Starring Terence Alexander as The Toff, with Robert Dorning as Johnny. Part 3. Destination Danger.
So that's your Mr. Lodwin, is it?
Yes, Richard.
You're sure?
Well, I haven't been into the room. I haven't seen him. Red wouldn't let me.
That's Lodwin, all right. I met him at the cottage, Mr. Ollison.
I see.
Well, don't you believe us?
No, it's not that, but... Well, the man in that room may have called himself Lodwin when he came to see you, but his real name was Gus Fenner.
Fenner?
That's right, Julian. A top criminal, really big time, and very well known to the police.
And very dead right now.
Yes, that's a touch ironic. The idea of Gus Fenner ending up in a tatty boarding house in Brighton. Julian, you said he wanted to buy Selby Farm.
He was very keen.
Yes, well, if that's the case, I think we ought to move very carefully from now on.
How do you mean?
Well, I told you, Gus Fenner's not one of your petty crooks. He worked with the big crime syndicates. And if he was interested in your farm, then I promise you there's something very special about it.
Tell me, how come you know so much about this guy?
Oh, I have a general interest.
Richard's a detective, you know.
Is that so?
Well, just in a small way, sort of hobby.
Monty didn't seem to think so. He was surprised I didn't know the Toff.
You're the Toff?
Well, yes, I am, actually.
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Really?
Yeah. Now, if this Lodwin, Gus Fenner, is so important, I guess there'll be a lot of awkward questions.
Well, there will indeed.
Yes.
And that's another thing. We should notify the police.
Do we have to, right now?
Well, it is the usual practice, Mr. Brandt. And they'll certainly want to talk to you. I mean, you found the body.
Mr. Rawlison, I don't want to get involved with the police. Not just now. It's difficult to explain.
Oh, please try, Mr. Brandt.
Well, I have to be free to move about for a while. Strictly legitimate, you know.
Oh, of course.
You don't believe me.
Well, Richard, you don't think Red had anything to do with this murder?
I don't know.
But he couldn't. He's been with me for the last 2 hours. And you said that man had only been dead an hour or two.
That's true.
All right. I'm on a kind of investigation, and I have to get to London pretty soon. But I'm not at liberty to say more. Will you trust me?
Well, I...
I trust him, Richard, really.
Well, all right, then. I'll go along with you for the moment.
Thanks, Mr. Rawlison.
You have to get to London, you say?
Yes.
Right, here's my card, Mr. Brandt. You go to my flat, and I'll telephone my man Jolly. He'll expect you.
Oh, thanks again.
You'd better get off, then. Oh, and go out the back way. There's less chance of being spotted.
Yes. Bye, Gillian.
Bye.
Mr. Rawlison?
I'm sure you were right, Richard, to let him go.
Oh, we'll see.
Oh.
Yes, I know, Gillian.
I don't know. It's all too much.
Try not to worry. You've been very good.
Oh, but when we came here, we expected to find Alan. Oh, where is he, Richard?
Did Red Brandt search the whole house?
No.
Well, I must be honest. I don't think we'll find your brother not here.
But that man, he told us this address.
Yes, and he's still locked up back at the cottage.
Red made sure of that.
Good. We'll get some answers out of him later.
But what can we do now?
Well, we're going to do a disappearing act. But before we go, I'll have a good look around the house, just to make sure.
Okay, Jackson, round the back.
Yes, sir.
Keep your eyes open. Right, Harry, we'll go in the front way.
I still think it's a false alarm, sir.
It could be, but the sooner we check it out, the sooner we'll... Hey there. Just a minute.
Yes?
Where do you think you two are going?
We're just on our way to the main street.
Not yet, you aren't. I want a word with you.
Spoken like a policeman?
That's right. My name's Bishop, Detective Inspector, my sergeant.
This is Miss Selby. I'm Richard Rawlison, so now we all know one another.
Rawlison?
Yes.
Richard Rawlison, the Toff.
You've got a good memory, Inspector. Let me see now. Eastbourne, the Holman jewel robbery, must be, what, 10, 11 years ago?
Well, what are you doing here at this house?
Oh, purely a social call, you know.
Mr. Rawlison, please.
Very well, Inspector. There's someone upstairs. You'll know him very well, I think.
All right, Sergeant, go up and check.
Yes, sir.
The first door on the right, Sergeant.
Thank you.
Anyway, he won't be running away. I'm afraid you have a dead man on your hands.
I see. Do you know who it is?
Would you believe Gus Fenner?
No.
It's true.
And you found the body?
Well, something like that, yes.
And you were just going to walk away without telling anyone?
Oh, not at all. But I imagine someone's already phoned and tipped you off, yes?
Well...
Why else would you be here? I am right, aren't I?
Yes. Well, it's all a bit too packed for me.
You think so?
Mr. Rawlison, I'm going upstairs to have a look at that body, and you're coming with me.
As you wish.
And I'll have a statement from the two of you. If I'm satisfied, then I'll let you go. For the present.
Okay, well, Inspector, shall we go and view the body? And so, having decided that the matter could be left in the most capable hands of the police, I suggested to Miss Selby that we leave the house. The rest you know. I wasn't speaking too quickly for you, Sergeant, was I?
No, sir.
Good. Well, Inspector?
All right, Mr. Rollison. I'm satisfied. You can both go.
And you have my card and Miss Selby's address if you need anything further.
I have.
Are you ready, Gillian?
Yes, Richard.
Goodbye, then.
Thank you, Inspector.
Goodbye, Miss Selby. Mr. Rollison. Well, Harry, what do you think?
Seems very straightforward.
Yes, but the Toff's a fly customer. I wonder if he was telling us everything.
I wouldn't know that, sir.
You know, the more I think about it... Yes, I reckon that's what we'll do. Go and give Jackson a shout. Tell him I want him up here. And then, Harry, there's a little job I'd like you to take care of.
You know, I still can't get over the way you coped with the police and all those questions.
No, I've had a lot of practice. Actually, they were fairly reasonable in the circumstances.
Oh.
Now, look, Gillian, I must nip into this box and make a couple of phone calls. Would you like to wait in the car? It's just round the corner.
No, I'll stay here if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all. I don't think it should take me very long.
Mr. Rollison's residence.
Hello, Jolly.
Good afternoon, sir.
A bit pressed for time, I'm afraid, but I just wanted to let you know you'll be getting a visitor.
Yes, sir.
An American. He's called Brandt. Red Brandt. You can't mistake him. He has red hair.
Would this gentleman be involved in the Selby Farm affair?
Well, he is and he isn't. I'm not sure. But be careful and don't give too much away.
I understand, sir.
Oh, and I'd like him to wait for me. I want to keep tabs on him, you know.
Very well, sir.
Bye, Jolly. Ah, let's see. North Down Cottage Hospital. 2-1-3-2.
Off Down Cottage Hospital.
Casualty, please.
Certainly. Putting you through.
A casualty, Nurse Phillips.
Oh, good afternoon. I wonder if you can help me.
If I can, sir.
I brought a friend into casualty this afternoon. I'd like to know how he is, if he's been admitted.
What's his name, sir?
Morn. Monty Morn.
What time did you bring him in, sir?
Oh, about 4:10.
Just one moment. No, sir. No one called Morn.
Oh, but surely...
We could have gone straight to the duty doctor, but he's off at the moment.
Oh.
Can I ask him to ring you when he gets back? About an hour or so, I should think.
Yes, I'd be very grateful. The name's Rollison, and I'll be at Little Dunstead 3434.
I've made a note of that. I'll pass it on to him.
Thank you very much.
Everything all right, Richard?
Yes, thanks.
Good.
At least I think so. Come on, Gillian.
What is it?
I'm not quite sure, but I think we may have company.
Well, Richard, I certainly didn't notice anyone. You say he was parked across the road?
Yeah, just up from the phone box.
No, I didn't see him.
You weren't supposed to, Gillian.
Are you sure it was that police sergeant?
Absolutely. What's more, I think he knows I spotted him. I haven't seen him in the driving mirror since we left Brighton.
But he's still following.
Oh, you can be sure of it. I thought it was all too easy, the way Bishop let us go.
He doesn't suspect us.
I don't think so, but we're all he's got at the moment.
There's the person who rang the police.
No, no. Tip-offs are usually anonymous. Could have been anyone, even the murderer. And what about our friend, Mr. Brandt?
Oh, no, I can't believe that.
Why not? He was anxious to avoid meeting the police. He certainly had time to make the call.
No, Richard, I know it wasn't him, not Red.
Now, listen to me, Gillian. This farm of yours is attracting a lot of attention, and it's the wrong sort.
Oh, but that's what I don't understand. Why is it so important?
There you have it. Solve the mystery of Selby Farm. That's the key to this whole business.
Oh, I wish I knew. But I've no idea, honestly.
Does it help if we could get into the place?
Oh, I've tried. But Mr. Smith... Well, he just refuses to let anyone go inside.
Yes, well, we'll have to see if we can't do something about that tenant of yours.
Oh, he's a difficult, obstinate old man.
Well, we'll find a way somehow.
Oh, you know, I'd never have put the farm up for sale if I'd known what it was going to lead to. Man's been murdered. My brother. What have they done with him? Where is he?
You mustn't worry about Alan.
Oh, that's easy to say, Richard. But these people who kidnapped him. It looks as though they've killed one man. They won't worry about another, will they?
They won't do anything to Alan. He's too valuable.
I mean, they want to exchange him for the farm, don't they?
Well, that's what I was told.
No, we're going to find Alan, and we'll find him alive.
Oh, I wish I could believe that.
And remember, there's always that fellow back at your cottage. He may be a little more talkative than before.
Oh, I wonder.
Well, I think the news from Brighton will inspire him. Oh, and there is one more thing.
What's that?
This cigarette lighter. Do you recognise it?
Well, let me... Oh, but that's Alan's lighter. His initials are engraved on it. A.S., you see?
Yes.
Where did you find it?
Beside Gus Fenner's body, in that room.
So Alan had been there at that house.
Well, he may have been there. Yeah, but tell me, Red Brandt was alone when he discovered the body, wasn't he?
Yes, he didn't want me to see. He told me to stay outside.
Mm, so you wouldn't know if he went near to the body, you know, inspected it?
No. Oh, Richard, you surely don't think Red put the lighter beside the body?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I can't believe that.
It's a possibility.
But Red Brandt. No, Richard, I'm sorry, but I think you're wrong.
Let's hope so. If only for your sake, Gillian.
Good afternoon, Mr. Brandt.
Hey, you know my name.
Mr. Rollison telephoned. I was expecting you, sir. Please step inside.
Thanks. I guess it was my red hair.
And you are an American, sir.
So, you're Mr. Jolly.
That is correct. Though in my profession, the Mr. is unnecessary.
You mean I just call you Jolly?
Yes, sir. Please come through to the drawing room.
I met your boss down at Brighton. Did he tell you?
No, sir.
Yes, we met over a dead body.
Really, sir?
I knew the man as Lodwin, but your boss said he was called Gus Fenner. Seemed to know a lot about him.
The name Fenner is not unknown in certain circles.
So I heard. Seems to get about a bit, your boss.
Mr. Rollison leads a full social life, sir.
Mm. And if he doesn't know about someone, I guess he knows how to get to know.
There are always channels of information.
Yes. You've worked with the Toff for a long time?
Indeed, I have, sir.
You check out people for him?
Well...
Come on. Don't hold out on me.
It can be arranged occasionally.
Could you do that for me?
That would depend, sir.
On what, sir?
On the person. Did you have someone particularly in mind?
Yes. A guy called William T. Brandt of Texas, USA. A tall guy with red hair.
But I don't understand, sir.
What don't you understand, Jolly?
Well, surely you are referring to yourself, sir.
So?
You would like a check on yourself?
Right. And I'd be interested to see what your channels of information come up with.
Very well, sir. Now may I get you something to drink?
You certainly may, Jolly. A large scotch would suit me fine just now.
Now, you're sure, Richard, you wouldn't like a cup of coffee?
No, first things first. Now, where's this chap locked up?
Red put him in the box room at the top of the stairs.
Well, I'll go up and see what I can get out of him.
Would you like me to come?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
You're not going to hurt him?
My dear Gillian, I told you there'll be no need for anything like that. Not this time. Now, why don't you go and make that coffee?
All right.
Oh, where's the key to the room?
On a shelf by the door. You'll see it.
Thanks.
I'll be in the kitchen.
Yes, here it is.
Richard, you were quick.
Yes, it didn't take very long.
Well, what did he tell you?
Nothing, I'm afraid.
Oh, and you were so sure.
Yes, I was, but it wasn't possible, you see. He's been stabbed to death, just like the other one.
Oh,
damn. Oh. Yes, what is it?
Is that Mr. Rollison speaking?
Yes, it is.
Good. I'm Dr. Ellis, Northdown Cottage Hospital.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that, Doctor. You caught me at a bad moment.
I'm sorry.
No. It's very kind of you to call you. You obviously got my message.
Yes, I did, Mr. Rollison. And I'm rather surprised. You haven't seen or heard from your friend?
Well, no, not since I left him in your casualty department. He was in great pain.
Yes, that's the point, Mr. Rollison. It was Mr. Morn.
Yes.
Yes, I spoke to him myself. In fact, we chatted for a minute or two. But he didn't ask for any medical attention.
Oh, but he was in serious trouble. His leg, you know.
Really? How very strange. He told me he was waiting for a taxi.
A taxi?
Yes. He seemed perfectly fit to me. Anyway, I didn't see him leave. I was busy. I suppose his taxi arrived.
What on earth?
I'm sorry I can't tell you any more, Mr. Rollison.
No. It's very good of you to call, Doctor.
Yes, well, goodbye then.
Goodbye, Doctor. Well, I'll be damned.
What is it, Richard?
Well, it's Monty. What the devil's a man playing at?
He isn't at the hospital.
No, he isn't. And I fell for that story of his. I must be mad. There was nothing wrong with it.
But you weren't to know. He must have had a good reason.
Why the hell didn't he tell me?
Richard, that man upstairs. What are we going to do?
Yes, you're right, of course. He is the number one problem. Yeah, I think I have the answer to that one.
What?
You remember the police sergeant who followed us from Brighton?
Yes.
Well, Gillian, would you be all right on your own, just for a few
well,
seconds?
I think so. But where are you going?
Not far, just outside the back door.
Well, don't be too late.
I won't, I promise. Sergeant? Sergeant? Oh, come on, man. Where are you hiding yourself?
Here, Mr. Rollison.
Ah, there you are. Now, come on, I've got a job for you.
I'm waiting for Mr. Bishop.
Oh, to hell with Mr. Bishop.
He's on his way. Be here any minute.
Hmm. All right, yes, you wait for him then, but come in when he arrives. He'll be interested.
I'll tell him, Mr. Robson.
You heard that, didn't you, Ginny?
Yes. Oh, it's a relief knowing the police are here.
Please, for your sake. How are you feeling?
A bit shaky.
I'm not surprised. Now, look, Gillian. I'm going to stay here with you until Bishop arrives. We'll hear his car.
Yes.
Then I want to slip away for a while.
What for?
Now, don't worry, it's nothing illegal, just that I'd rather the police didn't know what I was doing.
They're bound to ask.
If you don't know, you can't tell them, can you? Will you trust me?
Yes, all right.
Good girl. Now, if you'll tell me where you keep your drinks, I'm going to prescribe a brandy for the two of us.
Well, Jolly, when I said a large scotch, I didn't think it would be that large. But I sure needed it.
May I refill your glass, sir?
I'd like that, but no thanks. I have to be on my way.
Must you, sir? If you could only wait until Mr. Rollison returns.
No, I've got things to do, people to see. Can't just sit around here.
I'm sure Mr. Rollison would prefer you to remain in the flat.
You're serious?
Yes, sir.
Well, why shouldn't I leave?
Because I would agree with him, sir.
I don't get you.
Shortly after you arrived, two men appeared in the street outside. They've been watching this building.
Show me.
You can see them from this window, sir. Be careful, the curtains.
Yes, one by the mailbox.
And the other at the corner of the street.
Would you say they're police?
I really wouldn't care to comment on that, sir.
Well, Jolly, I've got to get out of here, and fast. Now, how do I do that without those two guys seeing me?
I would suggest you remain here, sir.
Now, come on, give. There has to be a way.
Well, sir, if you must go, there is a fire escape, approachable through the window of the guest room. Climb up that, onto the roof, and from there to a fire escape on the far side of the building, and so down to the street.
Have you done it, Jolly?
Oh, indeed, yes, sir. On a number of occasions.
Well, in that case, so can I. Show me the way.
The guest room, sir, and the window.
Thanks. And don't forget that check you're going to make on William T. Brandt.
Indeed, I will not, sir.
Come in. It's unlocked.
Hello, Miss Selby.
Hello.
Right, now, what's going on? What was Rollison on about to my sergeant?
Upstairs.
Yes, Miss Selby.
A man's been killed.
He's what?
Richard found him.
Did he? Anyway, where is Mr. Rollison now? Well, come on, Miss Selby.
The lady doesn't look too good, sir.
I think he went out.
Did you see him, Sergeant?
No, but he could have nipped out the front way, sir. I might have missed him.
Well, I'll have to wait for now. Let's go upstairs and see what's been happening.
There, you. What do you think you're doing?
Ah, good evening. Mr. Smith, isn't it?
What do you want?
Lovely evening, isn't it?
What are you after?
Oh, nothing, really. Just looking over the farm, you know. Oh, well, may I give you a hand with that rubbish bin? It looks terribly...
Yeah, you stay away from me. I can manage.
Of course you can.
You get off my property. I've had enough nosy parkers for one day.
Oh, you've had other visitors, have you?
No good snoopers, the pair of you. Or that lardy-da. But you're all the same.
Oh, I do hope not.
Don't you worry. I can spot you a mile off.
Yeah, but we'll pay you very well for the story, Mr. Smith.
Story? What story? I don't understand.
Look, why don't we have a little chat about it? I'll go inside and...
You keep out of there. Do you hear?
Well, as you wish. Yeah, it's charming. Absolutely charming. My readers will love it. I must get a photographer down.
Photograph?
For the article, Mr. Smith. Surely... Oh.
Oh, now I understand. Do forgive me, Mr. Smith. I'm afraid we've been talking at cross purposes.
What?
Well, your other visitor, I'd assumed he was a journalist like myself.
I don't want my name on no newspaper.
Would be a lot of interest and support for you in your fight to stay in the farm, an Englishman's home, all that.
I've a right to this farm while I pay my rent. And I've got that in writing.
If you could be evicted, you know. I mean, Miss Selby may get a court order.
Then I'll tear it up. Anyway, she'll never get a court order. She wouldn't dare.
But, Red...
And I've had enough of you, and you prying into my affairs. So get off my land.
Mr. Smith, I'm only trying to point out...
Ah, now, will you get off my property? Or do I have to throw you off?
Steady on that. Oh, look what you've done. Spilt all that rubbish.
If you'd have gone like I said...
My goodness me, you are a heavy smoker, aren't you, Mr. Smith?
What's that?
All these empty cigarette packets. American, aren't they?
Now, you mind your own business, will you? And for the last time, get off my property.
Now, you're sure you'll be all right, Miss Selby? I'm just going outside with the sergeant.
Yes, thank you, Inspector.
Right, then. Well, I didn't want to talk in front of her, Harry.
No, sir.
It's a bit of a turn-up, isn't it? Two in one day. We can do without that. Now, you locked the door to the box room.
Yes, and the team's on the way, sir.
Good.
Has to be the same man who did the Brayton job, then.
It's the same M.O., isn't it? Won't be many around like him. He's a professional. I wonder where Ronison's got to.
You don't suspect him?
No. Anyway, you're his alibi, aren't you? I mean, that character's been dead for an hour at least.
Hello there.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Who are you? What's going on here?
One thing at a time, sir. What's your name?
Morn. Monty Morn.
And what are you doing here?
I've come to see Gillian. I'm a friend. Look here, who are you?
The police, sir.
What on earth? Nothing's happened to Gillian.
No, she's all right.
Oh, thank God.
But there has been a nasty accident.
Is Richard with her?
Richard?
Mr. Rollison, we both came down to see her.
You're a friend of his, are you?
Yes, of course. Look, I'd like to go in, please.
What do you think, sir?
Well, she's not feeling very well.
Then she'll need looking after, please.
All right, go on then, but be careful.
Thanks. Gillian, it's Monty.
Was that wise, sir?
Well, I don't know, Harry, but in the circumstances, well...
Did you get anything out of her?
No, not really. She's in no condition. Delayed shock, I reckon. Did go on about her brother. Oh, and that money.
She was right about that. Must have been 9,000-10,000 quid in that case.
Yes. You know, just between you and me, Harry, the Yard will want to be in on this.
But it's on our patch, sir.
Maybe. But you see if I'm not right.
Hello, Inspector. Sergeant?
Oh, Mr. Rollison. We've been waiting for you.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry I wasn't here to meet you. I had a little job to do.
If I asked you about it, would you tell me?
Of course. If it had anything to do with upstairs.
But it hasn't.
No. That's nasty business, Inspector.
Very. Will you give us a minute, Sergeant?
No. Yes, sir. I'll be down at the car.
What is it, Inspector?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing, but Miss Selby shouldn't stay on here at the cottage.
I agree with you, but won't you need her?
Maybe, but not right now. She's not in a fit state. Do you know any friends she'd go to?
Look, I could take her up to town, to an aunt of mine. She'd be well looked after there.
Do you think you could persuade her?
Well, try.
And there's a gentleman in there, says he's a friend of yours, name of Morn.
Is he free to leave as well?
Will you vouch for him?
Yes, I think so.
You don't sound so sure.
Of course, yes, I am, yes.
Well, so long as we know where we can get in touch. And just so you know, I'm sending all the details to Superintendent Grice at the Yard.
Well, Bill Grice knows me well enough.
So I believe.
But you're satisfied that we're in the clear?
Well, I'm satisfied you couldn't have killed that man upstairs. Now, you go in there and get your friends ready for the office.
Thanks, Inspector. Hello, Monty. Gillian.
Thank goodness you're here, Richard.
Richard, I wanted to...
Later. Now, we're all going to London by kind permission of Inspector Bishop.
I can't go. What about Alan?
Look, there's no point. When this breaks in the press and they know I'm involved, they'll make contact with me in London.
But if
no, buts, please. Now, you go and pack. Anything you need, just for a night or two.
Oh, all right.
Now, Richard, shouldn't one of us stay here, just in case?
No. Well, I don't want to hear another word from you, Monty. Not until we get away from here.
Well, Mr. Rollison?
We're nearly ready to leave, Inspector. I'll just make a note of the addresses you'll need.
Thanks, and I hope you'll all be there if and when you are needed.
Oh, you can be sure of that, Inspector. Now, you're not to worry about a thing, Gillian. It's all taken care of. Jolly's gone over to see my Aunt Gloria, so she'll have everything ready for you when you arrive.
But Richard...
No. You need a good rest right now. And she'll love having you.
Probably spoil you, of course, but never mind.
That's such a terrible nuisance.
Not at all. Not like this so-called friend of ours.
What?
Edger, then?
What do you mean, Richard?
Well, don't sound so surprised. You know perfectly well what I mean. All that rubbish about your leg playing you up.
That's unkind, Richard. It was very painful.
You made a most remarkable recovery, I must say.
Well, you know, right sort of injection and...
But you didn't have any treatment, did you?
He rang the hospital, Monty.
Oh.
Now, come on, Monty. Why did you tell me that pack of lies?
They weren't lies. Well, not really.
Well, he was certainly less than honest. I want to know why.
But I did have a reason.
Well, tell me.
You probably wouldn't understand. I felt so useless. Everyone was able to do something positive. Trying to sell the farm. And when we knew that Alan had been kidnapped, Gillian was off to Brighton to find him.
But you and I were going down there as well.
Yes, but if there'd been any trouble, I wasn't going to be much use with this tin leg of mine.
Oh, but Monty, you persuaded Richard to come down here in the first place. I'm so grateful.
Not the same, is it? I wanted to do something myself. Anyway, I'd had this idea to call on old Smith, see if I could talk him to moving out of the farm.
Oh, so it was you. I did wonder.
How do you know that?
I guessed. I've been to see him as well.
Hope you had better luck than I did. I probably did more harm than good. I'm sorry, Gillian.
Please, Monty.
Well, if it's any consolation, I didn't get very far either. He really is very difficult. I wish you'd told me what you were going to do.
Why should I?
Because, my dear Monty, the sale of Gillian's farm has already led to a kidnapping and two murders, and it may get worse. I'd hate to see you involved, do you understand?
Yes, Richard.
Well, remember that. And let's get Gillian to Aunt Gloria as soon as possible. We'll pick up Jolly and see you safely home, Monty.
Ah, we've caught the lift. You'll both come up for a nightcap.
Of course, and Jolly has this special treat in store for you, haven't you, Jolly?
Sir?
Oh, press the button, there's a good fellow.
You remember, I mentioned on the phone. Mr. Morne is rather under the weather, an occasion for Jolly's special food for invalids.
But I didn't... No, Richard...
Oh, you haven't lived, Monty. People possibly rhapsodise over it. What's it to be, Jolly? A beef tea or perhaps cobbled fish?
There'll be second helpings, of course.
Now, what about your gruel, Jolly? That's out of this world.
Okay, okay. You've had your revenge.
My dear Monty, I assure you...
As it happens, sir, I did take the liberty of bringing a special beverage that may prove most efficacious.
See, Monty, I told you. Well, Jolly?
A bottle of the 1950 cognac.
Ah, that's more like it, Jolly.
My 1950 cognac? Well, I mean, aren't we coming to the end of the 1950?
Richard, you should see your face.
It would seem to be an appropriate occasion, sir.
Do you think Mr. Morne will appreciate it?
Oh, admit it, Richard. Jolly is brilliant.
Thank you, sir.
Now, come on, you two. I can't wait to open that bottle.
Look out!
What?
Quick, down, both of you, get down!
That was part three of The Toff on the Farm, a serial for radio dramatized by Roy Lomax from the novel by John Creasy, starring Terence Alexander as the Toff with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Gillian Selby was played by Heather Stoney, Monty Morne by Terence Hardiman, Red Brant by Ed Bishop, Inspector Bishop by Derek Newark, the Police Sergeant and the Doctor by Paul Meyer, and Smith by Reg Lai. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.